I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, I had a chance to speak with Brenda Alexander. She's a board member with the Negaunee Irontown Association, and we talked about Pioneer Days 2019. We're in the home stretch. Found out from Brenda how things are going.
Oh, it's going wonderfully. I mean, you name it and something's going on that day. We've got the alumni tournament happening, and that's all ending up tonight with the championship game. There's also a large fireworks drawing happening from the Spread Eagle Fireworks. They've donated a package worth $500 in fireworks. And if you're at the alumni games, you can donate donate to the fireworks and you'll be put in that bucket.
Like that. What time is the championship game sort of expected to begin?
Around like 7, 8 o'clock. Yeah. You know, it really depends on how on track they are. Some games are a little longer than others.
Exactly. But that's the alumni softball tournament at Lacombe Field. That's always a big marquee part of Pioneer Days. But there's reunions. There's things happening all over, right?
Oh, there is. Yep. And then, well, this morning they're starting off their breakfast at the Senior Center. And it ends up with cookouts at the Eagles. And I think there's a cookout tomorrow at the Elks as well. So, yeah, we're busy in Negaunee. It's a whole lot of fun.
Exactly. And then, of course, the big marquee events are happening tomorrow. What's the general plan for the day tomorrow?
Well, we are going to start out with a big fat parade. And I was going to say up Iron Street, but our route has changed a bit this year. So you're going to look for us right at that first block of Iron Street. And then we're going to turn up and end up on the main street heading all the way to Healy.
Well, it's certainly a great start to the day, but that's kind of the kickoff because there's a lot more.
Oh, there is a lot more, because then right after that, you can head over to the fire hall. There's a fireman's tournament. But then downtown or down by the lakeshore at Teal Lake, we're having a family community picnic. And there's going to be a band down there and kids activities and, of course, a lot of food and vendors and stuff down there. And then for the grand finale, if that wasn't a fun enough Saturday, let's throw in some fireworks at the end of the night.
And the fireworks over Teal Lake are always, I mean, people come from all over for them because you guys really work on putting on a great show.
It's an all-year project. We work all year long, a small group of us in the association, fundraise all year long to do this. And it's quite an amazing feat. And I think that it's something we can be proud of because, like you said, so many people show up for it.
The Negaunee Irontown Association is the group that puts on Pioneer Days. It's volunteers. It's folks stepping up to make this happen and make it go, right?
Oh, definitely. There's a small group of us in the group, in the organization that, you know, kind of spearhead all of this stuff. Mm-hmm. But there's so many other volunteers that we wouldn't be able to do this without them.
What's that like to see when you got the businesses, individuals, and groups in the community all kind of plan things too that you kind of coordinate on a big list, but you see it all happen that maybe they're doing it independently? What's that like to see?
It's heartwarming. It's nice. It makes me feel proud to be a Negaunee Minor alumni. And I think that goes for all the alumni in Negaunee and the residents in Negaunee and anybody brand new to Negaunee or even the Marquette County area for that matter.
It does bear mentioning that we talk about this as, you know, it's Negaunee and it's Pioneer Days in Negaunee, but you have this set up for everybody to come over.
We sure do. I mean, we're inviting everyone from all over the UP to come. It's not that long of a drive, and it's worth it. The Negaunee fireworks are fantastic.
What time is the parade tomorrow?
The parade starts at 11:30 in the morning, and right after that, then all the activities will kick off throughout the town. And, of course, the fireworks. All this information you can find on our website. The website is negaunee-irontown.org. We're also on Facebook under Negaunee Irontown. Mm-hmm. And then you can find the new parade route because there is a new parade route this year. Also, there's a brochure of events and you can check out everything that's happening.
That's Brenda Alexander, board member with the Negaunee Irontown Association. For Great Lakes Radio News, I'm Walt Lindelaw.